And now,
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I just realized one thing. The opening music that I created through robotics has just crossed the burned out threshold for me, so I will create another one.
Right.
I believe
I think
it has
freshen it up.
I think fresh is very, very good. I also want to note here that we had promised you guys that we would have a major announcement today, and we do. Some of you may already know about it because it was out there in the Facebook land and in the digital media land, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we're still doing this, and if you have not been privy to what's going on, we're going to start the show today with a major announcement that we told you we were going to do, and we are very, 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 very excited about this. Now, listen, the first TMOS Love Boat was an amazing event, a great time for everybody who was lucky enough to be on the ship with us. After that cruise, we asked you about your thoughts, your suggestions, and you were very open with the fact that you said you wanted the cruise to be longer. Now, you know, when something's great and that's the number one suggestion, we think that's pretty cool. So you said, make it longer. We have done that. You said, do it not before the holidays, but after. We're doing that. You wanted more time to plan the time off. We'll tell you what the date is of the cruise. That'll give you plenty of time. And most importantly, you said you wanted it more affordable. We've done that. And you also said you wanted more parrots.
Mike, nobody said they wanted parrots at all.
You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, we took your ideas. We made our cruise bigger. We made it better and a better value. Welcome to the TMOS Cruise Experience Part 2, 2027. That's right. About a year from now, not quite, a little under a year from now, 2027, join us aboard the Margaritaville at Sea Islander starting January 21st, 2027 for a 5-day, 4-night cruise to the Western Caribbean with the whole Mike O'Mara Show crew. We will have laughs. We will have fun. We will have a trip to exotic Cozumel. I have never been.
I haven't either. But they describe it as magic, Mike. They say it's magic.
All departing from Tampa, Florida, roughly a year from now, a little under a year from now. Details on the where are we putting the details for everybody since we got hacked again, Josh?
Yeah, so MikeO'MaraShow.com got hacked. This afternoon, the cruise info will be up there. But if you go to tmos.store, it is there as well.
Ah, okay.
This is great. We are really, really excited about this. And we were surprised, frankly, when you came to us and said, I thought it was a perfect amount of time. I was not. But no, I get it. I get how that works.
Sure.
And we are excited. And Mrs. O'Mara has indicated that she's going to be on the cruise as well. So that'll be nice for me because I didn't have her the last time. And
Will Young Master O'Mara come?
I don't think so. That's not a pull him out of school event.
Okay.
But, you know, what's great about where he is now in life is that we have so many friends that are parents of his buddies that we, you know, can handle him and stuff. So we've got plenty of options.
It's a shame because, you know, I bought my tickets in advance and I'm not going to be able to use the one for my dad. So if he wanted to use
it, she got a free ticket. That's it. It's you know, right now HBS is looking down from heaven and he's giving the thumbs up because Rob has fallen into the too soon category, a la Conan O'Brien. You can't be Conan O'Brien, where when he lost his parents within like 3 days of each other, he blamed Justin Bateman.
No, I don't think it's possible to be too soon if it's your own parents. I think it's a coping mechanism.
Womp, 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 womp.
I agree with Josh. That's kind of a downer comment, isn't it, Rob?
No, I agree. I think it. I mean, Kathy and I, we were laughing about stuff last night that would piss my father off on Wheel of Fortune. And I'd say, he'd hate that. And, oh, he hated my father. Just for you know that if you want trivia, my father's least favorite category on Wheel of Fortune, before and after.
Before and after,
would say a bad word.
That's right, Josh.
Every time
it's not a downer. It's not a downer. And this is the anniversary of my mom going to the happy hunting ground.
Rest in peace, Mary.
That's been many, many moons that she's been gone. Lover, lover, lover. I'll be sending a nice little maudlin text to my sister at some point today. So,
where is your sister? Is she home or is she traveling?
Oh, God. pick a destination.
Any chance she's available next January?
I'd love her to go. No, it's sad, Josh.
I actually checked her. I checked her appointment book. She's already in Cozumel.
She is, yeah, at her private home. Yesterday I chatted with my middle daughter, and you know what? I was going to post this on online. I'm going to say it on the show. The greatest part of my life right now is the varying degrees of relationships that I have with my kids. It is it has made the last decade of my life as good as it can be. And
don't they? It sort of ranges from very intimate to estranged. And that's
that is so not true, you bastard.
I know.
That is that. No, what it is that, like, I can give you, I got my only son who lives with me. And I'm very involved in the day-to-day activities. I put it on the show prep that yesterday he was an official latchkey kid.
Oh.
Where daddy, of course, had his triumphant return to the golf course, complete with a horrific shoulder injury. Yes, that's what I was doing before the show. I was Googling shoulder specialists down here. So
that's fine.
Yeah.
At least it was beautiful weather.
It was it was
maybe
freezing.
The cold would help.
But like following him, and then the dynamic with Elizabeth. I don't think I shared with you guys that Elizabeth was going to buy her beau Connor a gift for his birthday.
A watch, and she sent me, we discussed it briefly.
And that's the one that I said looked like it came out. Looked like you pulled that out of a pond.
Yeah.
And she loves that. And yesterday when I called her for St. Patrick's Day, she was going through the different iterations of some of the stuff that I've sent her and how it cracks her up. And I love that we've kind of moved into that world where, you know, we're like trained animals. If I can make somebody laugh, I'll just keep doing it again and again. And then earlier in the week, a call early in the morning from my daughter, who's now living in Chicago, as she walked to work in the snow, and she's killing it in Chicago. So it's just, I mean, I am so delighted with that aspect. Nothing else really matters.
I love all three of your children. Always have known them all since birth.
Yes.
And they're all great, but there's something about making Elizabeth laugh.
Yeah.
That's very precious.
Oh, 100%.
She is a great laugher.
That was the catalyst, Rob, for this. That was the catalyst for
it. She is a great laugher, but also it's a laugh you have to earn.
Yeah.
And if you can make her laugh, that's a win. I love them all, but I will say this. She is my favorite to make laugh.
She is. I think the other thing that I wrote to her, if he wears that watch, you suggested he'll be sexually assaulted. Because I was rolling. I was rolling with it,
exactly.
Baby.
Yeah.
Now, with all the stuff, with the busy stuff, I like to bring in something that's more of a lighthearted presentation. This was not intended to be lighthearted, but it has gone viral.
All right.
And this, to me, demonstrates everything that is delightful with corporate America. Apparently, I don't know his name, but he is the CEO of the McDonald's Corporation. And he is demonstrating the new, I wrote it down, what's it called?
The Big Arch.
Named after Arch Campbell. Josh actually tried one, and he said it was not disappointing.
No, it was good.
Big, thick sandwich. This guy, someone should have said to him, stay in your office, fire thousands of people, be a cold-hearted Megatron. Do not, whatever you do, do not do a viral video. The biggest point that's being made on this video, and you'll see it in a, at a certain point,
right,
is the fact that this guy really doesn't take a real bite, which is hysterical, and people are mocking him. Let's go to the CEO of McDonald's in all his a-holdom, demonstrating the big arch.
Here, roll the with, door. You've heard about it, here it is, the big arch.
This is something that we
have tested already in Portugal, Germany, Canada.
Thanks.
I love this product. It is so good. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame.
Here it is. The thing about this is one of the other comments from the viral video is, first of all, his look like this, that's his regular face. That's his resting bitch face.
Yeah.
The second thing is, on the commentary, it's really amazing how that this particular individual, even though he's trying to be sincere, comes across that he's lying.
Yeah, so he has a certain Phil Hartman-ish to him. And also, why would I give a flying F what works in Portugal? I have never looked to Portugal for anything in my life. I'm glad they like it, but it's not impressing me.
All right, let's continue with our CEO.
A very unique kind of sesame, poppy sort of bun on it. We've got 2 quarter-pound patties, a delicious Big Arch sauce, and of course some lettuce. So, there's so much going on with this. First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much
to it. Watch the bite.
Oh, there's also some crispy onions on here as well. I see those kind of coming out. All right.
Why are you surprised,
moment of truth.
Jackass.
Here's the bite. Look at the burger.
There's nothing gone.
That is so good. That's a big bite for a Big Arch. It's distinctively McDonald's.
Hold it. Hold it. Pause it, Josh. When they did, obviously this was done in several cuts. Otherwise, why would it look so good? When they do the close-up of the burger, the cutaway, that's not the burger he's holding. There's a bigger bite missing when they show a close-up and they go back. Yeah,
no,
see? There
is. No, this is it. Look at how much bread he's eaten.
Okay, so it's bread. Okay, my bad.
Here's the thing. Also, now that I'm analyzing it again, the backdrop, could that be any more corporate lunchroom that's there? And that the Big Arch, they've got a headquarters because I think the building or the company is called Arch Services or something. It's Arch. They use Arch a lot since that's there. Thank you, Francis Ethel Gum, for the super chat early in the morning.
And look at that shot. Does that not look appealing? A big, drippy burger? I mean, look at that. They could do better than that for
the burger's better than the guy's presentation.
Well, better than the guy, period.
Right, and, as you chat, we know it's a 3-week-old video, but we haven't had a chance to break it down.
Yeah, you need to hear what we have
commenters.
To say.
Commenters, yes, I did have new copy, but I also had rewritten it the previous week. So please, everyone, just have fun. It's turning into it's flipping, isn't it? Right now, in the it's kind of getting the negative Nellies that are getting their rocks off.
They're
in the comments.
They're finding a way over there.
It is mid March, Mike. It's mid March. People are miserable.
Absolutely. So anyway, let's roll some more. This guy with his little face.
Drippy burger.
Here we go.
Big bite for a Big Arch. It's distinctively McDonald's. Only McDonald's could do this type of burger. But it also is unlike anything else on our menu. It's a delicious product. You've got sort of the cheeses and the gooiness, but those crispy onions as well gives a nice texture. And of course, we've got the pickles.
So. I didn't realize that they hired the cast of Best Medicine.
It looks like when they're walking into that office, it's like walking into the office of a gulag commandant.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I mean, he's got that vibe to him. What were you going to say, Josh?
He looks like a pharmacist. He should be behind the counter.
with very little. And I like my pharmacist. I like Malika very, very much.
Is she a good druggist?
She's phenomenal. It's fantastic. And there it is, Rob. It's Publix. I go to Publix now.
That's a I'm going to miss it. I will truly miss Publix.
So, go ahead, Josh.
This is also the first time he's ever seen it. He's seen pictures of it and artwork, but he's never actually seen the burger.
I'm going to have this for my lunch. All right, let's wrap it up with this.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of my lunch, but Big Arch, try it when you can get it.
Yeah. What an ass.
He's just going to throw it in the trash.
Of course he is.
That's the way he comes across.
It's and he didn't touch his flat Sprite or his display-ready fries.
Anyway, you've checked it out. You like the burger. The burger's actually the good, burger's right,
fine.
Josh?
It's all fine. Right. It's too much for me. It's too big.
So the crispy onions, are they like a dry crispy onion like you might put on a green bean casserole?
That's exactly what it is.
Gross.
And the arch sauce... I swear it's just ketchup, mustard, and like pickle juice mixed together.
Yeah, like
which is all the normal flavors if you just put ketchup, mustard, and pickles on.
Sure, yeah, like, knock yourselves out. That's fancy. I don't, but I mean, even with my love of food, 2 quarter-pound patties. That's a little overdone.
Half pound.
That's not the problem. The problem
it's
is
a half pound. Thank you, I appreciate that.
A double quarter pounder is a fine sandwich. Had one this week, but you've got the ratio of. Mike, it was after Wayne Newton. We were all very excited.
I understand.
Wait, they already sell a double quarter pounder.
What's that?
That's already on their menu?
The double quarter pounder, with cheese.
So this isn't much different.
No, it's what they've added is canned onions. That's what they've added. And a new bun with more seeds.
The bun was better than a normal McDonald's bun.
Make your own decisions. Is it wide now? Can you get it anywhere in the country? Yeah. They've rolled it out successfully.
Mike, with your history of medical issues, are you fearing the seeded bun?
No. With me, Rob, as far as the digestive, which is, I should say, a work in progress right now, the plumbing is more about... keeping everything moving as opposed to the particulars that you take into your system.
Okay.
That's kind of the old idea of what everything is. Now, I want to change subjects here because, look, I bleed red, white, and blue. Don't get me wrong. But there are two things
maybe
I want to say.
That's the problem with your colon.
This is true. Certainly was when we did our last cruise. There's nothing quite like an underdog story, no matter what the situation. I love the U.S. of A., but I have to say you had to feel for Venezuela in the finals of the World Baseball Classic in the championship as they won, and that country that has gone through so much crap.
Yeah.
And to see those guys that were playing for their country and a different level of pride that really we only see with the Olympics most of the time. Mm-hmm. And to see that victory 3-2, Venezuela beating the United States last night, I had to feel for those guys. I really did. The other thing that I saw online today was the United States players getting crap for not singing the national anthem. To all the people that are giving them crap about that, F you and your families too. They don't do that in their regular games, and they have national anthem. They don't get off the. You know, really. No. I mean, And by the way, Scoob, I agree with you on that one. Scoob, Judge did suck. But the sport itself and the enthusiasm that it generated for baseball, a lot of fun. But when you're
bad for Team USA after the game, though.
Yeah,
when they had to stand there and be given their second place medals.
Yeah,
well that's tough.
Look, the stacked team that they had with the superstars that they had, and maybe there was a small part of me when I saw the very mercenary Alex Bregman at the plate contributed to since he put his middle finger up to my Boston Red Sox. Well, it was great sport.
He also shouldn't have been playing. Uh-huh. He was in there because the team was mismanaged. He has had a horrible World Baseball Classic, and he should not have been in that game.
You know why? Because he's not playing for his money. His greedy, I'm taking the Chicago Cubs off her money instead of staying with the Boston Red Sox.
When you talk about management, Josh, of the team, do you think that they made an effort to represent more American MLB teams and that was a weakness in the structure, or why?
No. The weakness was the manager was an idiot.
Always
what do you mean represent more American League?
Well, I mean,
Rob doesn't understand that Rob every team in the World Baseball Classic has some major league stars on it.
Okay, I didn't know if they were trying to.
Country.
I didn't know if they were trying to pull from every team somebody.
Oh no, it
to give them more of a rooting interest. Okay, and no. You know what? I will wear with pride my baseball stupidity. I just hope that my dumb questions land for other baseball idiots. That's all.
That's very kind of you to
thank you,
because you always do think of others. So I think that that's the most important thing. Look, I loved the passion. You can't ignore the passion, but to you know, the people that are giving them a hard time about the National Anthem, talk about kicking guys when they're down.
Yeah,
and by the way,
hairs.
They're not down. They all fly back to their mansions and they start the Major League Baseball season and they're going to be just fine. And we've won a baseball classic. Mm-hmm. Venezuela has never won a classic. And, you know, for a country that has the president of the United States saying he wants to make it a 51st state, like he says with every country right now, it's really, really special for these guys. And the passion, there were two teams that brought the most passion to the World Baseball Classic. Maybe three. Japan, Venezuela, and the Dominican Republic. So to have one of those three go crazy was really special.
What did they get for second place? Is it a ring? Is it a medal?
It is a silver medal. And they showed the ceremony of them putting them on it before they walked back to the dugout.
That's
and you
great.
Can see the players taking them off before they left the dugout.
I consumed it up until the sixth inning and then got up with my kid. That's our little routine of watching the highlights. And we had the super condensed highlights, which I'm not a fan of. I like just enough.
Sure.
I like my highlights for any sporting event to be 15 to 20 minutes. That to me is
That's
getting
what
everything
the NFL
I need.
Does right.
The NFL does it perfectly.
Unless, Mike, it's a horse race.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They take 2 minutes.
Please don't make it that long. You know, I really think that it gets a thumbs up across the board. Wouldn't you say this may be one of the best ones ever, right?
Yes. Now, my problem with it is there's now talk of, well, it did so well. Let's replace the All-Star game with the World Baseball Classic and take 2 weeks off of baseball.
No.
In July.
No.
No. You'll ruin it. You ruin it all that way.
This is the time of year to do it. People are getting ready for baseball.
Yep.
You know, they're
is
training
anyway. Is it not like
anyway?
A huge commercial for baseball overall?
Because it's an international worldwide. Event for baseball, much like they do the NFL games overseas in Frankfurt and London and places like that.
Now, Mike, you know I went to a baseball game yesterday.
You went to let me see where you went. I know you didn't go. Did you go to? Did you stay in Sarasota or did you go somewhere else?
No, remember I went to Lakeland.
Lakeland, because the Braves don't train in Orlando anymore.
This was to see the Orioles play the Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers!
I remember
Lakeland.
Now. Yeah,
And here's what irritated me as soon as I walked in the game: who's pitching? Which team's home? Which team? Can you tell who's pitching?
Oh, they're both in
batting?
Orange.
All right. When did
on St. Patrick's Day they're both wearing orange?
I'm gonna agree with my friend from Baltimore here and say, listen, your letters were orange, your piping was orange. You do not take the orange color scheme from the Orioles, Detroit.
But I don't care if you have the orange color scheme. Talk to each other so you don't both wear orange at the same time. The only difference in uniforms was one had white pants and one had gray pants.
It's not
you know
cool.
How hard that is to tell the difference?
And when Carrie was in high school, she had friends that they would sometimes have the same outfit. And the rule was... you wore the next person couldn't wear it until it was worn again.
There were multiple times I thought the second baseman was a runner while the action's happening because you can't tell.
You're right. They should phone. They should phone and say, what are you wearing?
There you go. All right. Just before we continue with the baseball discussion, just a little tip for Rob, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little one. Here we go.
Yeah.
And of course, it's not playing because that's the way my life goes today. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, as far as baseball is concerned, I think that it sounds like a trivial matter, but to baseball fans and sports fans, it's a big deal.
Sure.
That's the way we look at it. We always look at it that way. So there's that. The Red Sox they start the regular season in like a week here. Isn't that right?
So they are not out of it yet.
About 10 days before the season starts.
Thank you.
What is wrong with all my equipment today?
St. Patrick's Day hangover from your equipment.
God almighty. almighty, I swear to God. Talk amongst yourselves. Let me fix this. Hold on.
So when does the season start, Josh?
I believe it starts in about a week. That's what I'm looking at. It is on Thursday, March 26th. So
do you know, can you look at your website and tell me, do the Red Sox open at home or do they open away?
Let's see. I will have to look at the Red Sox schedule for that.
And how do they determine
now
that?
Now you clam up with the dumb questions. Come on now. You couldn't go. You go a mile a minute, and now you said, when do they open up? And is it a home or away game?
Well, that I'm curious about.
Just talk about. You know what? Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Are you looking forward to going home?
I am. I'm very much looking forward to going home. I go home in 1 week, and it's a home game. Because I will be at home. But Kathy and I had a long talk. You know, I've been down here for a month, maybe a little more now. And Kathy and I have been going through this grieving thing together. And we talked yesterday and we said, you know what? It's not over by a long shot. But whatever we can accomplish by being down here together, I think we've gotten there. So we'll certainly still remain in touch and everything. But I'm going home this weekend, and I'm very excited about it.
That is that is cool, and I know your wife is looking forward to seeing you back in the domicile, and she's excited about it.
Has she reached out to you? Because I've not gotten that. Maybe she texted.
Just double checking.
I did wish her a good day today.
That's
no reply. No reply.
No reply whatsoever. Yes.
No.
And
well,
it is Cincinnati where the Red Sox start their season.
On the road.
Oh, okay.
Look, I think that yesterday, because I got back to doing my favorite thing, my son was officially, because remember the school that he goes to got damaged with the storm, and they closed school yesterday. He was out of his mind. He had a sleepover with his buddy who's on spring break from his school.
Right.
And they had the day, and Carla was slaying the dragon, and I finished taping the show, and I'm off to play my favorite sport. So my son essentially was a latchkey kid yesterday.
Now,
he
were
was
you
completely
ever,
on his own.
Were you ever a latchkey kid, Mike?
In the sense that in my era growing up, you would leave the house in the morning and you would be somewhere in the neighborhood yelled at to come in for dinner.
Yeah.
And you would be on your own and out there all day long, which I think is in many
ways.
But
you would go in and check in, right? Like you drop off your book bag or anything, or you'd play with
summer. I'm talking about summer, or when you have a day off, you're just out and but in this day and age, we get so nervous and so freaked out about the kids being around and stranger danger and all that stuff that, you know, he's got his little e-bike. His buddy's got his little e-bike. I said, contain it to the 7-Eleven just outside of the neighborhood. Huh. I knew they weren't going to do that. I know they've taken those e-bikes and gone to fishing holes everywhere and all that. So but it's his age now where a little more freedom, I'm cool with him being a latchkey kid for the day.
I was a latchkey kid from third grade on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so
in the summertime, I worked, sadly, believe it or not. But as far as school, yeah, I'd come home and my mom wouldn't get home until like 5:30. And my father, of course, then as now, he was gone.
And you never, but you never left the house, did you?
No, I played outside. Mike, I know in your head, I've always existed as a 40-year-old person. That's probably where it starts.
Well, no,
even
I'm just
though you've
saying,
known
your,
me since
your
I was 20.
Your hatred of the out of doors is what I'm saying.
What would you play outdoors?
We'd run around
Solitaire.
And hang out. Yeah, we played Mahjong, Haili, all the good games.
You didn't.
No, we did. Right, I'm trying to think we would play. I'm sorry? No, we didn't have an extension cord.
Drag the TV out.
We'd hang out. I remember playing some football. I remember playing catch with a baseball and a glove when I was a kid. But, Mike, this is 40 years ago.
You make a football and a baseball sound disembodied. In order to play with a football or with a baseball, you have to play with someone.
I had, this will shock you, I had friends and I had neighbors. This is a long time ago. But, yeah, I did. And, yeah, we'd hang out.
Did they see you run?
They sold tickets to make me run is what they did. No, I remember the Edwards family was a great family. They lived across the way.
That's
I hung
wonderful.
Out with all those kids. Yeah.
That's absolutely wonderful.
And Cliff, there was a Cliff in our neighborhood. He was nice.
Thank you.
I wasn't good at catch though, Mike. Not good at catch.
Shut up!
Thank you.
As far as my son, though, if I was concerned at late in the day, I get a text from him and it says, Dad, can Gio and I go to the movies? And without even double checking or anything, I just make the assumptions that he's going to be hauled off to the movie theater with Gio's mom and I'm cool with it. But at the same time, I didn't find out until last evening when I was already home and Carla was home what the movie was. And as soon as he said the movie, I even waited till today to check it out. He had mentioned
there's
that
only a couple kid movies out.
Yeah. He went with his friend and they went to see Hoppers. Okay. Is there any great animated feature better than Hoppers, right? It looks so cute.
Is it not Disney's biggest movie ever?
I'm not sure.
I think it is. Well,
yeah, but those numbers. It's because movies cost $100.
Of course.
Now.
Yeah.
So but, it's just the innocence.
I'm taking mine tonight.
Oh, you're going to see Hoppers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As the spring break do something every day trip continues.
Was that your idea or was that the missus' idea?
I don't mind going to the movies, but I don't think it was my idea.
Okay. Good answer.
But
my wife does not do movies. She doesn't like going to. So I've done most of the movie duty, but now that's off. The animated features, because they're so formulaic now.
Yeah.
This one, I just looked at a trailer this morning, and it did two things for me. It not only made me feel the innocence is still there with him going to see a movie like this, but also this one, although it's got all the little tells, the plot line of, a girl being transported into the body of a beaver, which is now horrible.
Now, Mike, maybe you best not discuss it. Yeah.
Rob, it looks like it's Avatar for kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you sold me. Yeah. I was hoping, Mike, that my godson would shock you and say,
nice beaver.
Dad, we went and saw the new Elvis Presley in concert movie. It was great.
No, it's cool. And it's just that he's innocent and, I love him to death. And I've had a real, good week or two with my son, but he's back to the grind today. And this is a sidelight. When I take him to the bus, I would say if there were no traffic lights, the time that it would take me to get to his bus stop would probably be 3 minutes. That's how close it is. With the lights today, it was almost 9 or 10 minutes, and I'm borderline missing the bus. Ugh. And there is one particular last light where you've got the red light for the left-hand turn lane, and no one comes in the other direction, and I cheat. If there's a camera, I'll probably have a stack of tickets that's going to be up to the sky. But this individual today, there was one person C-blocking me from making my illegal left turn, and I was going out of my mind. So the total time frame, he made it. I was more frantic than I needed to be, but the fact that there's innocence there still, and I love
kids. I can appreciate
kids.
It.
I really do. You know, you're just like, they went to see Hoppers. What did I think they were going to go see Serpico?
Yeah. Serpico playing at the Chesterfield, Mike. A couple more years. See that.
Yeah. So he's sweet. They're all sweet kids.
It is, and it'll go on as he gets older and older and older. You'll see little glimmers of the fact that he was once a kid. To this day, Robert still likes Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
It was a movie that we watched a billion times when he was little. And I love that about him because that's just like a little of, the little kid that's still there. I think it's so neat.
Did either one of you do anything? I know you went to the ball game, Josh. Did Rob, did you and Kathy do anything for the holiday? Anything for St. Patty's Day?
Kathy
especially
made
yesterday?
An amazing corned beef and cabbage dinner, which was really awesome. Yeah. And her, my stepbrother Josh is here because he's working on and off between Tampa and Miami. So we actually, the three of us, had a great meal together, and it was a great night. I loved it.
I was totally mellow. I had one Guinness, and that was it. There was no corned beef and cabbage. There was a Stouffer's cornbread chili mix that I had. And it was good. It was yummy. It was really,
Stouffer's,
really tasty.
You know, I
tasty. Tasty is the word you use when food is crap. Yeah. You know?
I wonder if Stouffer's could come out with a corned beef microwavable meal. I would eat that.
I think corned beef is perfectly microwavable because of the nature of being that cured meat that they have. You know, how did she make her cabbage? She didn't do that stupid Brussels sprouts thing, did she, that you wanted her to do?
Mike, I'm in mourning. Can you please
be nice? Sorry about that. I apologize.
No, the cabbage was cut in chunks and put in the crock pot. It was entirely crock pot, one pot meal. And it was perfect. Carrots as well, potatoes, little baby potatoes, about the size of golf balls. It was perfect.
Good for you. Happy.
Thank you.
Josh, anything special? I know you're not Irish.
No, I grabbed a pizza at the ball game.
Very
That's
good.
Nice.
And you're back in the confines of your domicile now, right?
I am. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little different background for you.
New
right?
shot, yeah.
You're in a new.
No, it's not.
It isn't.
Oh, you know what it is? The curtain's open.
Okay.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope everybody enjoyed it. The days of me, you know, roaring have passed me by.
I don't think you can say never. I think you will roar occasionally.
Well, like on
St.
the
Patrick's
cruise,
Day.
I could see myself doing that. And,
sure.
By the way, we're you know, at this stage of the show, I'm going to give him another plug, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's another 2027. We are doing another Love Boat cruise. We've made it longer. We've made it less expensive, more affordable, and we have given you plenty of time to plan. We are going to be aboard the Margaritaville at Sea Islander starting January 21st, 2027 for a 5-day, 4-night cruise to the Western Caribbean with the whole Mike O'Mara Show crew. We'll have laughs, we'll have a live show, and we will be visiting exotic Cozumel. And January 21st out of Tampa, beautiful time of year to go on the cruise. That's pretty much a year, people, for you to make your plans and check out the prices at MikeO'MaraShow.com or at where are they going today?
I'm working on them right now. They'll be on MikeO'MaraShow.com again.
Okay.
In 20 minutes.
Time for our weekly hack.
MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah. All right. We've got a full news today.
Did you say our weekly hack?
That's it's our weekly true. Hack.
It's
what it feels like.
The weekly hack, of course. Yeah,
absolutely. later in the show, we're going to have Who's the Biggest Humble Bragger in Hollywood? And guess what country has the cheapest dental work? We'll be right back with the news, everybody.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm sorry.
That is what is known as a pregnant pause.
Anyway, let's start the news today. Welcome, everybody. A viral post is being shared that says humans need 4 hugs a day to avoid anxiety and depression. Now,
hugs
it's interesting.
Are great.
Well, I will say that my wife is a person who not only appreciates a good hug, but lets me know that. And when I saw this, it made me smile. American author Virginia Sater thinks that we need even more than that. She once said, we need 4 hugs a day for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. And we need 12 hugs a day for growth. Now, I am nowhere near that with one person in my family. I don't think I would be close to 12 hugs a day. I don't know about
is that
guys.
Teddy?
My cousin?
Yes, someone in your family.
Can't hug Sony, you're not around. It turns
does it
out,
count, Mike? I like to hug, but does it count if you hug someone from behind?
Well, I think it counts for maybe a trip to the local correctional facility.
Right. You turns out, know them.
Yes, a hug should. Does a lot more than make you feel loved. Scientists say that hugging can help lower cortisol, which is the body's main stress hormone. It can even calm your heart rate and reduce blood pressure, too, which is interesting. Some research also suggests people who get hugged more handle stress better, and hugs release oxytocin, which is often called the love hormone.
Look out. Look out, oxytocin.
This helps you feel safe and supported. Never underestimate the power of a hug, but please make sure they're consensual.
Hey. Yeah, this is true.
Hey, Vicky, come on over here. Yeah, hey, who needs a hug? Don't shake your head. Don't shake your head no to me. Come on now.
And it has gotten more awkward, I'd say, in the last 5 years. And if you get in a situation, I found myself saying, you know, where it feels like you should hug someone, even if you don't know them that well, I say, are we hugging? Are we shaking? What are we doing? And then if they give the consent, then you can give them a hug. But you don't want to go in without being invited. Yeah.
When you hug, and this is the last part of this. This is my thought, not the story. I will tell you, do you more often than not release first? I shouldn't have put it that way.
Mike, always. And sometimes third.
I shouldn't do it. When you hug, are you the first one to let go, or is the person you're hugging the first one to let go?
I think it depends on the victim. I mean, the other person.
Well, I mean, like when you hug your wife.
Always the last to let go.
You're the last to let go?
Yeah, because I can't stand the screaming.
Yeah, I know, Josh. I know. It's just, he's in mourning. He's in mourning. That's what it is.
In pure sincerity, I am invariably the last to let go.
I am not. I will sometimes.
That's in everything.
I normally will be in a situation where I will be the first to let go. But Carla, if she says no, I will continue the hug and we will do a very, very long hug. She likes that. It reduces her anxiety. So
good.
There's that. No matter where you are in the country, you've probably heard about the expansion of data centers. I think Northern Virginia, one of the greatest locations for data centers, right?
Loudoun County, a spitting distance from my house, these huge boxes, they just appear overnight.
We may be doing that down here in Southwest Florida because it sure looks like they're building similar areas near the airport here. Well, they're needed for AI, too, so we're going to see more of them. And you're not just going to want to swing by and check a data center out because a new report says that some are being protected by robot dogs. I believe I'm just the messenger.
I believe Mar-a-Lago has robot dogs as well.
Do they really?
I think we've seen video of them before.
Every one of those dogs can vote.
They're being called robot dogs, but they're basically just four-legged bots, roughly the size of a large dog, that can patrol fences, inspect equipment, and flag any issues before they turn into costly outages. Robot dogs have already been deployed by first responders and the military. I think I'm getting a better picture for what they look like. For what it's worth, a robot dog costs between $175,000 and $300,000. One expert in robotics said, we know, quote, we know that the cost for a human guard is around $150,000. So instead of having two guards at $300,000, you can have one guard and a robot, and the robot obviously doesn't get sick or go on vacation. Not everything about the future is completely robotic. Researchers at an Australian biotech startup are working on biological data centers, which don't rely on chips like AI companies. Mm-hmm. They are powered by many more human brain cells. They don't require actual humans, technically, just neurons derived from human blood stem cells.
Well, that's comforting, isn't it?
We're in the future. Oh,
now,
my God.
My problem with robot dog, if it works, that's great and everything, but don't do anything that makes it look like a dog.
I like
just
the way
it
you
robot.
Call it robot dog, like
Mike,
it's a cartoon.
I want to talk about robot dog here.
Robot dog.
Robot dog would probably be more effective on wheels than it would be with four legs.
I think the ones I've seen actually take steps.
Well, I don't like to go up steps. I don't think the dog should either.
Well, it's interesting that they're doing it this way, and I think this is the – look, they've said this. I've talked to people that are in investments that say, get ready because this is going to be our world. This is where we're moving, and many, many, many things are going to be eliminated. And I don't think they even have a handle on what the career choices should be for kids like my son's age right now. Nobody
really
knows.
He could grow up, Mike, to be Robot Dog.
Robot Dog.
Robot Dog.
You've turned him into a mascot. Congratulations. A TikTok video is making the rounds online. I didn't download it. It shows a deaf woman named Ashley being booted from a Frontier Airlines flight. Now, before you get indignant about this, I've seen the video. She seems to be communicating effectively with the crew. But let me give you the story. In the video, Ashley is so upset that she's sobbing. She insists that she didn't do anything wrong. Several people in the video are advocating on her behalf, including her mother, who says her hearing impairment is listed on her ticket. In a caption, Ashley says she was rebooked on another flight. This is the reason they kicked her off. Apparently, according to the person at Frontier, she said that the woman was removed after boarding the flight with an open container, which she admitted contained alcohol. When questioned, the spokesperson said, bringing an open container of alcohol on board violates Frontier and federal law. When the flight attendant informed the passenger of the violation, the passenger rapidly consumed the remaining alcohol. That's a move I would do if I was on a flight.
That is called alcoholic logic right there.
The rep also addressed Ashley's deafness, quote, "There was no indication on the passenger's reservation that she is deaf or has any form of disability, and she was clearly and effectively conversing with them during interactions." So if that's the case, then she's talking about not hearing instructions, but she was looking at someone. I don't know if she lip reads.
It says to me, my take on this is she probably could lip read and talk in close proximity, but if it's on a PA system, she couldn't lip read. But who listens to those anyway?
If the interaction occurred when she was walking onto the flight, when you see that flight attendant at the door.
Right.
It's just odd. When I saw the video, you do feel sorry for her a little bit. Mm-hmm. What's that? Yeah,
but a lot of people fly that don't understand English. And they just pay attention and they get by.
I never get on those flights.
Thank you, Mike. Mike flies White Power Air. And they still serve peanuts, goddammit.
I ain't getting on this flight.
No. Not this flight.
You know, as much as we joke.
Yeah.
You remember the days right after 9/11 when we were all kind of looking over our shoulder?
Sure.
It was a weird, weird, scary time.
What we needed back then was Robot Dog.
Robot Dog would have helped a lot more. And speaking of those scary times with, what's going on in the world now, hey, maybe that'll come back. You never know.
Right? I love the old days, Mike.
Oh, they're fantastic. Do you think Anne Hathaway looked young? Did you see any pictures of Anne Hathaway or video of her at the Oscars? Have you seen her recently?
I only have a 13-inch screen on my laptop, so all I saw was a tooth.
Anne Hathaway looked young and fresh-faced at the Oscars. She's been around a while. Mm-hmm. She says she's got a hack to make your face look like you've had a facelift, and her stylist employed it before the Oscars. Anne posted a video on Instagram to show how it's done, and it's simple, and I think it's kind of cool. This is maybe from the Paul Rubens category where they use the duct tape on him.
Yeah.
But her hairstylist makes a braid on either side of her head, then pulls them around to the back and connects them. And it pulls her skin a little tighter, and the rest of her hair hides the braids. And she says in the video, it makes you look quite more awake, and it also makes you look younger, which I think it's real good. I like that.
This advice is useless to me.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. And Josh too.
We wouldn't
be able to braid our hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try to grow it out.
Rob, it's another Gene Simmons story for you today.
I love that I know a character voice is coming.
I know that they said they were done, but apparently they're not done.
Kiss? They'll never be done.
They're doing more stuff. He says, Kiss is going to go where no band has gone before, and that includes something called their Avatar show that they teased at the end of 23. I don't remember that, but if it was Gene Simmons story, I would have talked about it.
Yeah.
He says details will be revealed in any time. By the way, when I do my news stories about Gene Simmons, I will only do the voice when there are quotation marks.
And I think so, that's good. That's because you're a storyteller.
Let me read this again. He says, yeah, details will be revealed
in under 2 years.
But it'll be so mind-blowing that it'll make the Las Vegas Sphere look like a
popcorn fart.
I don't even know what that means, a popcorn fart. I know what he's indicating, but it's not good.
Isn't this just the Hall of Presidents with KISS?
Gene says the Avatar show will be around the world and not just one location, and it will attack the senses.
Yeah.
That's not in quotes, but I have to.
This show will attack the senses.
Isn't it true that in that Avatar show, Paul Stanley has a robot dog?
Paul Stanley of KISS.
Good. Peter, here's a long quote from Gene.
Oh, great. Here we go.
If you see a dragon coming in to scoop you up and it breathes fire, there will be fire all around you. And you'll feel the heat, the fire, the brimstone, the coffee. You'll be able to smell it.
Okay, first of all, he has no idea what brimstone is. I'm sorry. But this is essentially...
What is brimstone? I don't know what it is either.
Josh, it's a biblical thing. Do you know what brimstone is?
Well, you said you didn't know. You were mocking him, and now you don't know what it is.
I said he didn't know. I don't claim to be better than Gene Simmons, and who would?
I don't know what brimstone is. Explain it. Tell us what the definition is.
Brimstone is rock made out of an old coffee product called Brim. And their motto was, fill it to the rim with Brim. And when he says you'll smell the coffee...
The rule is, if you're going to diss somebody for not knowing something, then you have to know it.
Mike, I'm in mourning. I don't know what brimstone is.
The definition is sulfur.
Right.
Sulfur. But what he is explaining, Mike, is essentially a 4D movie, which they have done at Busch Gardens for the last 30 years.
Hey, it's KISS. Come on now. Give them a break, all right?
Yeah, okay.
They're probably in mourning to a certain degree, too, wouldn't they be? Right?
I suppose some
of the guys that have bought the farm. Finally today, a 33-year-old man in South Carolina, his name... Patrick Alexander. He was arrested for misdemeanor trespassing last Saturday, and he spent a night in jail. The next day, he was brought before a judge who had set his bail at $250. Patrick pulled out a wad of cash, handed the judge four C-notes, $100 bills,
sure,
and told the judge to keep the change.
Oh, boy.
There was just one problem for Patrick. It was counterfeit money. The judge immediately noticed that the cash didn't look right. And when he flipped the bills over, there was Chinese writing on the back.
Chinese!
Instead of being freed, Patrick was hit with a pair of new charges, felony forgery and contempt of court, which is a misdemeanor. And Patrick's bond was increased by $6,000. For some reason, I think Patrick had a pinky ring. I don't know why, but I think that is
a safe bet. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Go on. Get. There you go. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Take it from me. It is the best time of year to relax and cozy up with a great bottle of wine. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles of wine for just $39.99. How do they do it? Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store. By cutting out extra costs like middlemen markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. Such a deal! Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in the code TMOS for both the code and the password for $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Just remember to use the code and password TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. I have one every day right before the show. I drink an
good,
entire
bracer,
bottle of wine.
We like to call it a bracer, yeah.
I want to talk about a casino gambling or maybe the Nashville Sphere that Rob was talking about earlier. But before we do that, I want to remind you one more time. Yes, we had the big announcement today that we will be doing another cruise in 2027. You can go get all the information at where are they going now?
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Okay, so it's there.
Now.
It's up now.
It's the only thing on the website at the moment.
Margaritaville at Sea Islander starting January 21st. That's right, almost a year to plan, get ready. We've also made it more affordable. We've also made it longer. And we'll all be there doing another live show and going to Cozumel. Mm. That's in Mexico, don't you know? 2027 Buffett music.
I love Jimmy Buffett. You know what, Mike? He makes for a day, he makes everyone like an islander. It's fun. Relax. How's that?
His family's in mourning, too, I suppose.
That's sad. Right, maybe my dad is with Jimmy Buffett right now.
Two things Rob's doing today. Are you going casino gambling again today? Are you
Friday.
Doing that?
It looks like it's going to be Friday.
I thought you were leaving Friday.
Leaving Saturday morning early.
Saturday morning early. Okay.
So please, TSA, prepare for me. I don't want to be delayed on Saturday morning. I would Amen. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But we were doing research last night because, as I told you, we were less than impressed with the Big Easy. And then we found a place that's a mile further down the road called Calder.
By the way,
Calder.
Not the city, but the Big Easy Casino.
Big Easy Casino. Thank you. And this casino is called Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R. And the reason that we were so excited is that you get extra free play if you're a senior citizen. And I said, what qualifies someone as a senior citizen? And Kathy says, 55 or older. Yeah. I just turned 55.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a
Welcome
senior citizen.
World.
Woo!
Yeah, absolutely. I
get my
there.
Free
what the hell
play.
Is that? No, it is. It's one of the little perks where every now and then you will discover that there is something. I think movie tickets maybe as well. You get cheap movie tickets if you're 55 and older. But here's the thing. Rob has been in South Florida for a relatively short time.
Right.
I've been down here for a long time. I'm a degenerate gambler. What do they have, like 9 casinos over there? What's going on?
We are 13 miles from the Hard Rock. There's the Big Horse Casino. I think that's called the Gulf Stream.
Okay.
There's Calder's. There is the Big Easy that we've been to. And there's a couple more further up the road. I mean, there is no... But here's one thing I found out is that the Hard Rock has real table games, like with a real dealer.
It's probably the biggest and the most real casino of all of them in
South
Florida.
And I was wondering, because it is technically the Seminole Hard Rock Casino, I was wondering, because it was Indian-owned, do they get to do more stuff?
Yes.
Do they have different rules?
Yeah, that's how the table games work.
And big controversy as far as the laws surrounding it, but I know they won because they're the biggest stick, and they do it. The Seminole Immokalee Casino is the one that's closest to me, and they've got that here. Now, the other thing that happens down here in Southwest Florida, Josh, I don't know if you have these up in the northern part of the state, but for a long time, I think I talked about it on the show, the little cheapo spin and win that we had in like a strip mall here.
Arcades.
They raided them maybe 2 months ago. They are all gone. They swept in. And by the way, these machines, these were legitimate machines. They came in, and I guess they, you know, they were playing fast and loose with the rules, and they shut them all down, and they have not reopened, which is kind of sad.
I can't wait to get home, because one of the 7-Elevens in a Leesburg strip mall, at least to the best of my knowledge, up until recently, had 2 knockoff Wheel of Fortune machines sort of tucked in the corner where they used to like put a Pac-Man machine, and you can play it. And then if it gives you your winnings, you go and you cash it out with the guy at 7-Eleven.
You get a little receipt and you take that up front. Go ahead, Josh.
We don't have those here. We have something called Best Bet, and it's like card rooms where you go and play poker.
Yeah, they've got those down here.
I haven't been there, but
they lean on that heavy. The Calder has over 20 card tables open at all times. That's what
you know. I've always said, Rob, that when it's casino gambling, you know, it is a really good way. Somebody said to me one time, the reason I like slot machines is it's like self hypnosis.
Yes.
So you know, more of that. Obviously, if you're not, you know, spending every last dime you have to go in there and just get mesmerized by a machine. Have you guys found that that's been helpful with a
very
distraction
helpful.
To do
very
that.
Helpful. And also, there's a new machine we need to look for. Have either of you, well, Josh hasn't. Have you played Kong?
The
slot machine called Kong?
No, yeah. I don't
is
think
it based
I have.
On King Kong?
It is. It has a mean gorilla that makes faces at you, and it has a bonus wheel. So we'll be playing Kong, and also, of course, Yummy Hot Soup, Super Terrific Spicy, or whatever that is.
Look, the guys that I watch online, the influencers that I watch online that are, you know, multifold, they are playing that always. High volatility. I like the dumb, simple ones. You know, just give me sevens across the pay line. That's
I still look for if I can find it, manual reels and double diamond. I've always loved that. And you can still occasionally find one that isn't like played on an iPad. Because I always think the iPad ones would be so easy to make crooked. That's why I don't play the virtual table games, like the virtual blackjack. Well, no.
Even the manual ones were designed to be crooked.
Yeah, but for a manual one, a guy has to go in and change it. I think the iPad, the guy can change it on his phone. Well, I just don't trust them because they don't look real.
Vegas is probably still where you see most of that stuff. Old Las Vegas, you go down and see those. And speaking of old Las Vegas, Rob is very excited to mention that you know, they had one in Washington, and now they're doing it again.
One in Washington, Mike, because of huge matching funds from the government near the MGM Casino in the Potomac River. They're building the mini sphere. Now, the sphere in Vegas seats 20,000. That's a pretty big venue.
Yeah.
The sphere in D.C. will seat 6,000.
6,000.
It's roughly the size of the ball that Carla hit at Target.
There it is. Yeah. And they're doing it in Nashville because it's so popular. They're doing it in Nashville, too.
Exactly. And don't forget, there's also a mini sphere in Abu Dhabi, one of the funnest names to say.
What I don't understand is the majesty and the majestic nature of this sphere, which, by the way,
is stunning.
Having been to Vegas and you look at the outside, and the first time I saw that giant eyeball, it was one of the coolest things I've seen. And
it's surreal, is what it is. You don't believe you're seeing what you're seeing.
All of my wealthy friends that have been inside of it say you have to try it. You have to go in there and do it.
Did they see the Wizard of Oz, or did they see you two on their residency?
One of my buddies went to see The Wizard of Oz and said it was really, really cool and really special.
I'm jealous. I would love to see it.
I've heard also people say that it's no big whoop. I think those are people that are a little jaded. But the outside, which is the only part I've seen, is special. And if you cheap out on that, I don't think it really means that much.
Well, good news about Nashville, Mike. Similar to the original, this venue will have the Exosphere technology, which is the exterior LED screen and enhanced interior immersive technology. So again,
but it's still mini, right?
Yeah, it's still been reduced by like 60%. So is that going to be as impressive? I don't know.
Are they going to have casino gambling at the Nashville location?
I don't know if they do. I don't know if Nashville has casino gambling. What they have is drunken people on their bachelorette parties.
Yeah, because that's now a destination city for that type of activity.
The destination for that. Yeah.
All right. Well, check it out. Coming to a theater near you.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
I have been to Nashville, and I shot a TV commercial back in my radio career
at
a place called Film House. Mm-hmm. I still remember the name of it for two reasons. We were amazed as low-level celebrities being disc jockeys that they catered it. It was an eight-hour day shooting these commercials, multiples, and they catered breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was nonstop, and we renamed the place Food House. They brought so much out there. And the other thing I remember is that we worked with a chimpanzee who had his little chimp fingers around my throat. If I'd known that he could rip my face off, I might not have been so eager to
this
do
was
that.
This was pre-Carla Nash. No one knew what a chimp could do.
When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you something that you might need to know, especially if your wife tells you you have George Washington teeth. Check that out. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week, featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1-friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with three times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh.
To the dental recommendations, and I'll go into great detail about that. I wanted to share with you the individual, and I'm probably going to get crap from this because people are going to say, oh, you're not sensitive. But the greatest humble bragger. Did you happen to see the Billy Crystal tribute to Rob Reiner? I know you watch that kind of stuff.
You know what? Everyone talked about what a great in memoriam segment it was this year. Mm-hmm. It was broken up into pieces. I give it a thumbs down. I didn't like it. I love the fact that they focused on Rob Reiner and Robert Redford. But yeah, Billy Crystal, I did see it, and it did not lay well in my stomach.
Are you like me where every time, Rob, I see Billy Crystal, I feel as though he's making it all about Billy Crystal? And
yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's
And I hate that because you know what? I really like him. He's done a lot of really great stuff when he's being someone other than Billy Crystal. But when he's Billy Crystal, he loves himself. He really does.
I read an article that was talking about a podcast he did where he is recounting in the best Billy Crystal way he can the 1998 Oscars, where he got a call after it, the morning after, from Johnny Carson. And that is the ultimate humble brag, because you can talk about how special it is getting another person and how, you know, humbled you are, when in fact it's just a real opportunity for you to talk about how great you did.
He did another, yes. He has another go-to story is when he was hosting the Oscars and he went to introduce Hal Roach, who got his start in Hollywood in the early 20s. And they were going to show him in the audience. Hal Roach, out of it, because he's an old man, stood up and started to talk. They have no microphone on him. And when they go back to Billy Crystal, he says, of course, you know, Hal Roach got his starts in the silent movies. And it was a big ad lib and it was a big laugh. Afterwards, he, on stage by himself, mimicked taking a swing with a bat like he hit a home run because he was so happy with his ad lib.
That's it. That's the part.
Then he softens
I've never liked that about Billy Crystal.
But then he softens it and he says, and the next day Rob Reiner called me and said it was wonderful. So he takes it immediately away from him in a fake way. Yeah.
Yeah. He talks about the two special moments in my life where the call from Carson after I killed it on the 1998 Oscars and playing catch with Mickey Mantle. It's like, F you, Mr.
The next
61.
Time,
you
know? The next time he gets happy, make him watch Mr. Saturday Night. That'll bring him back down to earth.
Rob and I are probably two of the only people that would put on Mr. Saturday Night and watch it from start to finish and be highly entertained by it. So bad it's good. I don't know why, but it's weird.
Well, the makeup, because he looks, when he's, the whole movie is about him when he's like 80 and he's shiny. He looks like he's made of wax. The story is fine, but it's just not well done.
Even when he was doing the thing for Rob Reiner, he happened to mention, he referenced one of the Storming the Castle lines from...
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Yes,
right?
Of course. He made it about
from
Magic
Max. From the Princess Bride. Yeah,
of course he did. And also, he made it about himself when he talked about when Harry met Sally. Mm-hmm. About, you know, the scene in the deli.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Crystal falls in the range where... We talked about Wayne Newton earlier and how Wayne is perfect showbiz. That's what he does. I think Billy Crystal thinks he could be perfect showbiz, but he's not because he's selfish.
Thank you for backing me up on that one. All right, getting to the dental work. For those of you that may have a wife that refers to you as George Washington teeth.
Now, you see, I don't think that's fair. You have all your teeth. They're aligned. I mean, you could whiten them, but there's no need to.
But I sometimes she has given me a complex to the point where when I went to Dr. Rich, and when I say Dr. Rich, he's not. That's not his.
So
name.
that's a predicate adjective, not a predicate nominative. Yes,
Dr. Rich guy. I should probably go Dr. Rich guy.
My name is. I thought it was Wealthy Rich guy.
Dr. Wealthy Rich guy. And
You know, you can always tell. Beware of the dentist's office where you walk in and it looks like a, you know, a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton. That's when you
Anytime
know
you, go into a dentist office that has some scent generating machine in the lobby to make it yes. smell like a tea room, go, yeah. run the other way.
And maybe the, I'm really getting, or maybe the picture.
Aquarium.
Or yeah. maybe a picture of his family.
Yeah. You know,
a large one right or, in the lobby.
Or a statue of Billy Crystal.
Saying it's all about with the you know on the pedestal saying it's all about me.
Yeah, that so doctor anyway. Sounds like a real fudge cutter.
I thanks, doctor. I can't. I so want to say the name, but I'm not going
you
to.
You shouldn't, Mike. You shouldn't. Yeah. It's better if you don't.
So I get a complex, and then so much so that I actually asked Dr. Wealthy Rich Guy about it. Comes back and he says, all right, well, let me take pictures. And I'm going through this. I'm going through this before the numbers are generated. And when I say the numbers, the cost. And he does the picture thing and then he goes through the whole thing. And I, you know, well, you don't need to get them all done. You could do it. It was insane. I don't even remember because I blocked it.
I mean, would he just do like the front eight?
Yeah, like just the visible ones.
You don't just do the visible big. Ones. You don't do every single one because it's not affordable.
I would do.
It's not affordable to get two.
I would get done the top left one and the bottom right one. And it would look like the Purina logo, like
well,
a checkerboard.
They're called veneers. That's what they're called.
Da Vinci called. Veneers is a company everyone's heard of.
Well, the veneers and, you know, I put myself in an uncomfortable situation because I was there for a long time. I got these x-rays. It was a regular cleaning, and I had them do this. Well, we can do that for you right now. They're really all about that. Let's take the images right now. Oh, this is what. And then by the time they puked out the little estimate, I'm like, oh, the, F you.
The,
I'm
not the you, price yeah. for one tooth is ridiculous.
It's insane. It's insane. So I don't know why.
Are you
I
comfortable
did this.
Sharing any numbers? Because I want to know
exactly. I don't
okay.
remember.
I can tell you what Google says.
What does right. Google say?
Google says
average price,
$3,000 a tooth.
What?
Rob. $3,000. Yeah, Rob. Three.
Charlie,
grand.
That's expensive, isn't
wow.
it?
Wow.
Yes.
$3,000 a tooth. So
you know, but to be fair. There are people that Robert knew in West Virginia could get their whole mouth done for $9,000.
Their whole tooth done. Do you remember way back when we were doing the show with Oscar and he was talking about the hair plug thing? Remember
yeah,
when
he
was
had gonna... to fly overseas to do it, right?
All right. So here, well, they do similar things with the. And doesn't that suck?
Of course.
That yes. people would travel. So many people have to travel elsewhere because it's more of a. You know, responsible price structure. I will ask you what is, and he's probably one of the top three, if not okay. the top destination for getting dental work, specifically these veneers. So much so that they have a veneer, how did they put it? A veneer tourist package where they include a hotel and they put you up for a week and they do the whole shoot and match out there. In your mind, where would you think is a great destination, a country to go get dental work?
I actually read about those packages. I saw it on Tooth Social. Is it in South America or Europe?
One of them is South America, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
Okay, so Europe, I'm going to say Switzerland.
No, you are incorrect.
And it's not
Europe. And it's not Europe either. And it's not Europe or South America.
Is it in the Asian countries?
No.
So it's Eastern European.
Nope.
North America? Nope. You going to Canada?
No. By the way, gentlemen, there are, besides Asia, South America, Eastern
Australia.
Europe. No.
No. That's that, another
the
continent.
Flight alone would be ridiculous.
That's true. And the time difference.
Mexico.
No.
Greenland?
If you travel
yes.
through Europe
yeah.
and you go south... What do you eventually run into?
Italy.
No, that's part of Europe.
That's part of Europe. After,
okay, if you
continue
keep going south.
Going south.
Greece.
Very close. You're getting warmer.
Okay, if it's close to Greece.
Yeah. So Rob was a good student, so he might pull this. This is good.
I don't know. Mike, I'm bewildered. I can't even guess.
Josh, would you like to try one last guess?
Iran.
It's not, but Josh is the closest, Rob.
Josh wins. Okay. What's the answer?
Are you sure? Well, come on. Keep playing. It's fun. Come on now.
I can't even think of anything in the region of Macedonia.
It's Turkey.
Oh, okay. That makes
Turkey
sense.
Turkey has, and I went to the website, mm-hmm. and it is a tremendous savings, but also a very slickly done pictures of the facility, customer reviews that are on there, the packages, package deals that they have. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, that's what I looked
at. It's not $3,000 a tooth in Turkey?
Not even close. But I will tell you for our listeners that may have teeth falling out right now.
Well, that's not our listeners, Mike. I don't know who you're talking to.
Go check it out. Turkey was the number one. Turkey on the hit parade. And for some reason, when I think of Turkey, although I've heard that it is a marvelous tourist destination, sure. I cannot get away from the old movie Midnight Express.
Exactly.
That's what I think, that I'm going to be arrested for smuggling drugs that were put into my bag, and I'm going to have the bottoms of my feet hit.
But
that's what I think.
I also think of, after I got my veneers, how great I would look when I press my nipple against the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also it. From
Billy, please. But Nodak 701, we're going to go to break with what you said. He finds it cheaper not to smile. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right. Do you ever stop and wonder if any modern day idiots walk among us during these desperate times? Well, they most certainly do. They're the dorks who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. This is rude behavior, to be sure. But do we hate you? No. We just wish you all the joy that comes with unfettered access to all the TMOS content, because better access means more fun. You deserve more, like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras, fun and unpredictable extra content that you won't get anywhere else. Or sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps on a-coming. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get on it! Grip it. Rip it.
Mike, it is now time for beautiful video.
Oh, God. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd. The Morning Zoo
with Don and Mike. Power 105. All right. So the speaking of the teeth, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is something I would ever really seriously think about, because I still
what
think
if
it's
you came
expensive.
In if you came into stupid money, would you do it domestically?
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. Okay. I mean, but you're talking about lottery money, same kind of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, buy a house or something like that.
I was thinking the kind of money that would make you bid goodbye to the podcast world.
No, I would never do that. I like doing this now. I actually love doing this every day. It's part of me.
Mike, if you bought a new house, would you buy it in Cleveland?
You know, I think that when we talk about Michael getting to a certain age,
right.
You know, all bets are off. I know that it's getting more and more expensive to live down here, and
right.
It's getting more and more crowded. We don't dig that, but maybe
Cleveland's
not Cleveland.
Probably cheaper than the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right.
We invented the new phrase, the Cleveland smile. Mike, in Cleveland yesterday, there was a massive meteor that went through the sky and blew up and sent shockwaves throughout the entire town and the surrounding areas. Here's the thing. No one predicted it. So how would you feel if this happened just out of the blue when you're living in Cleveland? Josh, let's have that tape.
Night, meteoric levels of confusion in Cleveland after a loud boom rang through the region.
Look at that.
Frightening the pets in this person's backyard and stopping drivers in their tracks.
Whoa, what the was that?
The fireball also spotted as far away as Pittsburgh, streaking through the sky.
Anyone that's in Northeast Ohio, did you hear the loud boom?
It sounded like a freaking bomb.
I'd love to know how far they heard it.
NASA says it was a meteor fracturing into small pieces when an asteroid nearly 6 feet in diameter and weighing around 7 tons entered the atmosphere.
The ground beneath my feet was no longer stable.
All right, shut up, loser. Planetary All right, that's enough, Josh. The thing is that it almost looks like special effects when they show the actual video of that thing cruising through the sky. The thing that's a little off-putting is that's over 10 miles in the sky, straight up. And the reason that the sound came down, it's because of a sonic boom. And until the sound naturally disperses, it just landed on Cleveland. But if I heard a noise like that, totally unexpected, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah, but if God was going to, you know, pick a city in the United States to, you know, just take out for general principle, I'm sorry. Mike, that's not. That's,
what about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, come on. That is true. I just want to know how far people heard it, because I thought I heard a sonic boom yesterday, but I think it might have been my playing partner farting.
Mike, are you still a big fan of King Charles III?
Oh, absolutely. Is that the current one?
Yeah, Charles. Right. Used to be Prince Charles, Prince of Wales. Yeah. He has a new nickname in Great Britain, and I play this tape for two reasons. First of all, it's fun.
I thought he was going to die, by the way.
Well, keep your fingers crossed, Mike.
Everybody does, Josh, but the fact is, wasn't he suffering from a very difficult cancer, and they were worried about him? You don't hear that anymore.
You're right. He seems to be okay, because... first of all, I want you to see that the anchor people in Great Britain suck just as they do in the United States.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, the reason why everyone on the British island is now calling him DJ KC3.
There were many royal watchers who saw this coming. DJ KC3, that's for the uninitiated.
This guy.
DJ King Charles III hitting the DJ decks as part of his work with the King's Trust. He was in Manchester seeing the results of the money invested through his investment arm, in particular Factory Academy, which is teaching young people about the arts, where he met a trainee DJ. But all of a sudden, it was the King who became the trainee when he was given a crash course on the deck.
When does this
now, after what
work?
Looks like beat matching one of the tracks, and it has to be said, bopping along to the beat a little, the King was given a round of applause.
Got puffy
by the
hands.
There.
I know, and he runs aboard like an old man, doesn't he?
But it does sound like God save the King or rule Britannia. People have been
My right hand looks like a surgical glove blown up with air.
Thank you, Josh. But still, of all the world leaders, he doesn't have the worst hands. I think that's nice.
Yeah, because doesn't Trump have like the marks on the hands?
Yeah, and I read yesterday that his left hand fell off.
But I got to say something, being 66 years old and being full disclosure, hands, especially if you're out and about in the sun and stuff like that, you get, hands can get a little funky, you know?
Yeah.
Mine are a little funky if you look at them right here, you know?
Have you thought about hand veneers?
Maybe if I go to Turkey, I can get those as well. You know, the one thing I was going to say about that veneer thing, there is a watch influencer, I believe his name is Nico Leonard.
Oh, we've talked about him, yeah.
And Nico... I hadn't watched a video from him in forever, and he is on with a celebrity. I'm trying to think which. Oh, he's on with Ian Poulter, the golfer, and they're going through Ian's watch collection. And Nico has obviously gotten new teeth, but it's horrible because he's done that thing that Regis did back in the day where he got the piano keys you can't go too white because it looks silly. It looks like you're cutting a paper plate and sticking them over your teeth.
It's really ridiculous.
So Nico Leonard, if we can ever find a picture of him. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Let's close with this. The curator at the National Museum of Art in Washington, D.C. is a Harvard graduate. And they also have a collection of paintings by Edward Hopper. Josh, did you want to show that picture? I saw it just pop up.
Oh yeah, it's right here.
I'm not sure, believe it or not. I am not sure.
This is the original?
I think that's the original. I think that might be the original. I mean,
understand why he'd want to change. I'm sorry he changed in the wrong direction.
It's fascinating. I couldn't stop staring. I really and that scares me about getting dental veneers in Turkey.
Sure.
I would be worried about that.
They have a great collection of pieces by Edward Hopper, one of my favorite painters. And he decided that it would be good if the curator of the museum explained the Hopper painting in a way that the kids of today would understand. So Generation Z, prepare to learn about Edward Hopper.
Your girl needs a nap. Peep my bestie, Zaddy Harry.
Chat, the vibes are rancid. This painting, Cape Cod Evening by Edward Hopper, has me literally screaming, crying, throwing up. The couple, they're in a swag gap relationship, absolutely speed running divorce. Mama has the ick so bad, she looks like she's about to legit unalive her husband. Meanwhile, Teemu Ryan Gosling is trying so hard to get that dog's attention, but the collie is locked the F in on whatever's going down in the distance. The aura is low-key sinister. The landscaping is busted. The grass is about to gobble everything up. The trees are threatening to pop, lock, and drop it on that Victorian house. What does it mean? The artist isn't saying. Hopper could have been the CEO of Vague Posting. What do I think? The dog is mother, the whole plot hinge. Look where Hopper has placed Lassie. Dead center, because she is the main character. She's torn between touching grass and soft girl season. Will she run back to her trad era? No, she's probably going to yeet into the woods and crash out. Lore drop. OG Lassie ran in the Saturday Evening Post in 1938, the year before this was painted. Hopper legit tracked down a collie to draw on Cape Cod, even though they were unicorn level rare. Divas, what's your take on the vibe? Pull up to the comment section and LMK your headcanon.
That's perfect. Is your beautiful video. And
that
also,
is, yes. Oh, there it is. That is closure. Thank you. The man was working overtime. We got one guy that really works on this show, and it ain't Rob and it ain't me. That's Nico Leonard with his piano key teeth. Thank you very much, Josh. I appreciate that. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Don't forget, go to MichaelMaraShow.com to find out everything about our 2027 cruise. We are already excited, and we have made it longer. We have made it cheaper.
Yeah.
And we have
given you the holidays too.
Plenty of time to plan. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Want more?
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
I want excitement.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
At what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
What do I do?